702, The Midday Report, Monday to Friday,
12 to 1 p.m.
You can send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567, if you would like to add your thoughts to that. The Deputy Public Protector, Advocate Koleka Tlaleka, appealed to Gauteng local government authorities to cooperate with investigations and comply with remedial action. And she's cautioned that submitting to accountability processes are not optional. So it seems as though lots of local government authorities are just not cooperating with the Public Protector's Office when they come knocking for an investigation. She was speaking at a virtual strategic planning session of the Gauteng chapter of SALGI yesterday. Advocate Koleka Tlaleka, the Deputy Public Protector, joining us now. Advocate, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. This is obviously very concerning. If the Office of the Public Protector is investigating, you need people, particularly if they hold public office, to cooperate with you.
Good afternoon, Mandy, and good afternoon to the 702 listeners. Indeed, it is quite concerning. As alluded at the SALGA strategic planning, we have about 167 rather cases from local government, and most of them take quite a time to investigate because of the lack of cooperation between ourselves and municipalities around the province.
I see that you've complained that some municipalities cancel crucial scheduled meetings at the 11th hour. They are causing disruptions to investigations. They take extraordinarily long to respond to investigators' inquiries. What kind of experience are you having when you're investigating at a local government level?
The experience that the Public Protector's Office faces, firstly, is that some of the municipalities within Gauteng, there hasn't been much stability. For example, the Emfuleni, the Tshwane municipality, which has the largest of cases, we're investigating about 86 cases within Tshwane. So the constant shift within administration is also part of the causes that's causing the instability and the lack of coordination between ourselves and the municipality. But what tends to be rife is information not filtering through to the authorities. And further, that when we do get responses, we are not satisfied with the responses that we get, and then we are then forced to use our hard powers, which is to subpoena, and in most instances, it could be the accounting officers.
And Advocate, why do you think it is that you are not receiving a helpful response? Do you think that it's a lack of respect for the Office of the Public Protector? Do you think it sits in some other reason, perhaps?
I honestly think it's a lack of accountability and the lack of ethics within those municipalities, because it is common cause that the Public Protector acts on behalf of the citizens of within that particular jurisdiction, and it is the citizens really which is calling upon them to be answerable. So the lack of respect, more than it is for the office, but it is also for the citizens who would be paying for them to be occupying those offices.
Well, Advocate Koleka Tlaleka, Deputy Public Protector, thank you very much for your time today on the Midday Report. So she is saying here that they are just not seeing cooperation with investigations and compliance with remedial action from local government because they are cancelling crucial scheduled meetings. They're not responding to investigators. I wonder why that is. Why do you think that people are not cooperating with the Office of the Public Protector? Do you think they just don't respect the Office of the Public Protector? She doesn't seem to think necessarily that's the case. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.